Again, we did Sefal, if we did Sinder the Mishapur yet, and Aleph. So the Mechaber said it's much to take to somebody Male Li Klizet. Hainu, after Mechuk Memper, also Meshavas Yamtiv. And Berchad Merchab Peh, or Bemesir or Meshicha, Chemedida Shena, Shal Mitzvah Gam Kenoser. So, the Sussing Mechira, doing the actual Kenyan of Mesir or Meshicha, measuring for those purposes, all different aspects of the Isser of Mechira, Mechanabasim and Shinvav. Philahachi, Mutter Lerm Revelation Zeh. He's not mentioning the measuring, he's not mentioning selling. He's just saying, just fill up this kli. So there's no mention of mechira, no mention of measure. Even though the kli itself is, he uses this kli regularly to measure out what he's selling. But you have to have a situation. You can't have the mercher measure it, fill up his kli, and then pour it into the keli of the lekeach, because that would look like mechira. That was the standard. The mercher would take the item that he's selling from the big storage of it, measure it out in his kli, and then pour it into the keli's lekeach, the lekeach's kli. So that would be mechira. But if the lekeach takes it home, the kli of the mercher legally based on shein zedarch mechach memker. You're giving this person a mashka. Giving a matana is not usur. And giving a matana, sometimes they also use this kli. It's just more convenient. It's not because they're actually measuring. In other words, if measuring would only be applied to cases of mechira, so the fact that using a kli of mida, even without measuring, that itself looks like an utin lechal of mechira. So that's not true.
But don't we say giving a matana is problematic on Shabbos, and we avoid it, we're knocking it to somebody else?
For food purposes, matana is mutter. So. Okay, but the limb that beklim yuchel lemidah lishpach l'sak klisha kesher lekeach is also in neishes el derech mechel memker shalchol. That's how you do it, normally do it in the weekdays. The mercher will take. He has this big vat, big barrel of liquid that he's selling. He scoops it out with his kli of midah. He measures it, he pours it into the lekeach's kli, and that's when the lekeach takes it home. So the kli, if the lekeach brings his own kli to start with. Or if the lekeach takes the mercher's kli home, so you don't you cut out that whole middle step. That's mutter. Then Yesh Rekilim that if you don't measure it exactly, means you fill a little bit more or a little bit less on the kli. So even though you're pouring from the mercher to the lekeach, that's mutter. Hanol da'ayin is that ein Israel a mercher limdoy bekli midah shaloi release brach l'sech kelev shel lekeach by. The measuring being imprecise allows us to actually measure it and pour it out without saying the word measure it. Okay, and so he's being mamayit now that the mishabura. What happened to Gezel? Maybe it's mishum Gezel. The lekeach is paying after Shabbos for the price of a gallon. Getting less than a gallon. Shidu al abalav shi kol regilim b'kach v'chei nogu lahatol tabas b'mida v'zeo hetu l'mercher. So that was, since that was normal, so the kach expects it, so he doesn't feel he's being underserved, and therefore they consider gazel. And the way they would do this to make sure that they measure imprecisely, because they would throw a ring or throw something into the keli. So the measuring is off. The amount of volume that is displaced by the ring, the measure is off. That's the way they would be mekayim this minute. And that makes it mutter to the merchant to do this process. Okay. Now, so far we're saying they're not going to mention mitzvah at all. Right? But there was a minhag of the mekilah in which they actually mentioned mitzvah, and we'll have to be masber. What's that about? Okay. Sif Beis. You're allowed to mention the fact that, you know, let's fill it up as is. It's not a clean meter. And after Shabbos, we'll measure how much this clean filled held. So then we'll know retroactively how much they took. Don't give me a certain. Cannot say, quote, give me a certain amount, certain size. Okay. Zot mishbura mutter ches. Hano av shamedida aser b'shabbos yomtiv. So measuring is aser. Become welcome mutter laskir roy. Now, by the way, Mishin Zion Sifchas to also learn about double plenty Esel and Mocher Mashal Solasa. So you're not talk about something on Shabbos. You cannot not talk about on Shabbos doing something in the weekdays, which is also to do on Shabbos. So how are you allowed to say we're going to measure this after Shabbos when that's also to do on Shabbos? Will I Mishum Shu the Tzarek Shabbos Yitiru? Maybe that, you know, this. I mean, you see from over here that this was Chazal felt a need to allow people to get food from their chavonim on Shabbos. That was in the normal procedure. They needed the food to be fresh, whatever is. They would sometimes have to go on Shabbos to get food. So to say the merchant says, listen, why should I agree to this? We don't know exactly how much you're taking. Says, well, okay, we'll figure it out after Shabbos how much I took. Okay, that he'll agree to. But he can't say, tainly mitoplonis. Test. Filu ein kare mimeto klal. The Isra mentioning is even with, if it's not in the context of Kenyan. El shalom mimeto, barmer hashileni mitoplonis. Say half of the kli or a quarter of the kli, that's itself, that's already a zoser, even though it's not a specific measure, but that itself is a form of a measure. It's a measure as half of the kli. They had markings inside. You can fill it up till the second marking.
Why is that different?
Okay, I didn't mention the word mita. I didn't mention any word measure at all.
Well,
in Pusali,
he's saying to this mark, that means to this measure.
That means to that measure, but he didn't say it. This over here is the mira.
It's only...
This over here is the mira. So as long as I don't say the mira, I'm okay.
I couldn't say fill to the top, then.
I could say fill to the top, right. That was the first case. That was the first sif.
Right.
Right. Because that's not there's no act of measuring when you say fill to the top. You're just filling it. But when I say give me a half or a quarter or whatever it is, I'm discussing an act of measuring something.
Is that a half of a meter, not a half of a cup?
Half of my container.
That's not what he says. Volumetinly mita, Mishabura says, O chexia of a mita. He doesn't say not chexia of the cup.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good point. I'm sorry. You're right. Meter plunges, or even half of a meter plunges, a reverse of a meter plunges. Okay, okay. But since he mentions the units. Okay, thank you. Didn't sound right when I was saying it. Okay, thank you. So a person can say a certain amount of eggs or a certain amount of nuts. The Mishabur says, Mihana Sharman loy Asura Astrim, he said, I want 10, I want 20. She came direct Balabai's Lias Minor Basabesa Leda Kamahunoitol. Shlayito Alik Fiatsarach. It's not necessarily discussing this and how much I want to purchase, it's so much as how many I need. So that's a common, we would discuss. There's no active measuring over here. There's no medida over here. So minyan is a little bit more kulodik. It goes into the issue of measuring. Simply because it's not measuring, but it's derech mekach. So when I sell, I sell by numbers, etc. Well, but you know, I use it for numbers in other scenarios besides. So it's not mukhah that I'm doing it because of the sale. Okay. Tangle in the Berlocha, before we do the next sif, the Berlocha gives a little bit of an introduction to sif Dalet. Mutalarmer, Kelahobin hate the Dibre Machaber Vermo, acting Bekan Hakdomak Sora. So don't understand what's going on here. I want to explain something. For who? Kiesh Kimmel the Worm Hem Shisha. There are really three areas which we have to look at. Each one has two ways that it can be problematic. What are the three things? Hadamim, umida, uminyan. The three things are price, measure, and amount. Shem schum damim, uschum mida, uschum minyan. And together with the case of damim, mida, minyan, you could also have schum damim, schum mida, schum minyan. Okay. So we will explain what those are. But before we get to that, he says, let's go to the first three. Mihinei b'minyan, k'ra nifsik adin, b'shitis d'minyan mutter. K'ra nor metainli egozim b'minyan. So, minyan is mutter. But schum minyan is osir. What's schum minyan? I calculate a total. Aval asas imoy cheshben ha'karlo b'zeh, k'ra egozim yesh l'cho b'yodim hikvar. You know, you came last week and took 10 nuts, and the week before you took 10 nuts, you already owe me 50 nuts, and now with this it'll be 60 nuts. Right? Chamishim, tenli oid, chamishim, yiyah, b'yachan meya. Zeo schum minyan, v'osr. The Dharma l'mecha k'memka. That already sounds like that we're making a tally of my credit. You know, I'm still old enough that you had the grocery store, the little corner grocery store where you could buy things on credit, and every once in a while you would make a cheshbon with the guy, reckoning, you know. So this is like a reckoning. I'm coming in, you know. Listen, I haven't paid in last month, so let's tally up what I took, and I'll pay you. So usually the tally was in money, but here the tally was I took X amount of items. He charged per item. So he didn't keep a cashman of how much he owes, just how many items you took. Let's make a final tally of how many you took, and then we'll figure out the price. See, when we don't figure out the price, just making the tally of the minion itself was part of the business procedure. So that already Chazal answered that. So even though minion is mutter, schum minion is also. Mira gam kain. The schum mira. So mira is also, and schum mira is also also. So, and we said before that I can't mention the measure. But even if I avoid mentioning the measure, but I say, okay, but now, you know, this clay, I know this whole this clay holds 2 liters, right? So I've been buying you, and I Right? So I just give you the kli, and we don't mention the fact that it has 2 liters in it, and pull out the kli, everything's wonderful. He said, okay, you know, but you know, I filled this kli for 5 times. You now owe me 10 liters. So he made a skum mita. So that's osir. Even though he didn't mention mita, but he mentioned skum mita also is osir.
But
to
say just 5 times would be okay.
He would just say, fill it up 5 times without mentioning that those 5 add up to a certain amount.
Right.
But even though he's not discussing the mita in the context of the measuring act of measuring, he's discussing that in the act of making the reckoning, that's also osir. The skum damim, hano shiyamr, kamadam amani chayv mikvar, kach v'kach. Okay, so those making this act of adding up the tally of the money that he owes or the meters that he took is definitely us. Now, but the same way we said skum minyan is more chomer than minyan, it's very possible that skum mida or skum damim is more chomer than mida or damim. How is that? Ach b'mida b'damim gufa danu sheyomer tainli egoizim b'poshut echad b'shnei pshutim. So, the person is coming in and saying, you know, listen, I want $5 worth of nuts. So I'm not really, my point over here is saying $5 is not to figure out how much I owe you, but to give you an estimate of, to give you the amount that I want. So if I say, well, listen, it took this amount, therefore you owe me this much amount of money. So I'm discussing the business aspect of it. Over here, I'm mentioning money, but not for money purposes. So das mechaber that das is aser. The mechaber gemar the aser lisek damim. I can't ask. Fine. We can't also ask your shame mita. But Ramah hebi ba'god das agos hashrit. The sirle the mutter b'damim chay gavna. The meaning of the simana ba'alma hisker b'pashut l'diyah kama egozim hutzarich. Over here, he's using the coin. The value of the coin as a way to say to tell you how much of the nuts to give him. He's not using it to discuss a business element. It's just a simma of the amount that he wants. Therefore, the Agosa Shri holds that smoto. The Ramah quotes that. So it's a way to say the amount of nuts that I want, which we said minyan is mutter. Now, and the Gemara says, "Masha Husba Gemara the Osa Lisa Damim," which what Shulchan Aruch learned meant by mentioning the price in the transaction, it's Osir. But I'm telling you that's not, because I'm using the price as a way to tell you an amount, not for the price purpose itself. Zok the says. Something which does not have there's not a set price, and you can haggle on the price. So I can't say I'm using the amount of money as an indication of the size of what I want, because there's no corollary between the amount of money and the size. So over here I'm discussing how much money I'm willing to pay. Now I'm discussing money, but Torah's money as part of the transaction. So that's us. So now the same way your master mentioning domim, if domim are just echatim to balam to discuss how much I want to take, but not because I'm discussing the price. So by mita, so skum mita will be more chomer than mita, because skum mita, I'm making a reckoning of how much I've taken from you, and now I'm that's clearly getting involved in the chayiv mamon that I owe you because of the amount that I took from you. See, I don't make the final cheshbon of how much it costs, but that itself is also. But there's a case where mentioning domim is mutter. There's a case where mentioning mida is mutter. How is that? The also goes to Shri. I was at Nukhul Armor, after mida ke gav. The usher lahasker lo shay mida, ela bedarma shay mida so you do it. Tana sharma lo tainly mida egoizim. But the Rach Hashem regil in the mother day. Does a little armor, does loin, oz loin, all armor should come on us a rock the Simon of the deal of Kamut Sarek. Shay the day of Kama Maxi Kamida. Very day im yet Sarek Yoser I love. These things which are not normally measured, you don't buy them, I measure. So over there, when I say I want a measure of it, it means I want you to do the act of Medida. Because I can't say, I'm telling you the amount that I want, because nobody knows how much it's going to be, really. People don't normally measure that. Karl Mashi is going to meet a Hino Shim did the Hodafka. I want you to be Dafka to measure it. But Yad Meshech, we hear this as Shemgil on the Mother Day, Kanos Arak Ludioi, Kamut Sarek, well, the Shim did the Hodafka. Well, Kane Shori, you know, things which we normally take by measure, so it's a way to say how much I need, but I'm not discussing that you should do the act of Medida for me right now. You know, I need 2 gallons worth. Right, so that's what I'm saying is, you know, I would like 2 gallons worth of it. I'm not telling you to measure it. We know what 2 gallons looks like. It's commonly done. Yeah, you're going to do it by using a kli which holds a gallon without mentioning measuring. Wonderful, but my goal with it really is just simply to tell you not to discuss the act of medida, but to discuss how much I need. But something which that's an unknown factor. I mean, measure. Oh, that's usur. Okay, that's the Hagdoma. Sok the Shulchan Aruch. Siftal. Mutalar melechabeni tainli arba beitzim b'chamisha gozim. So you just said, you can tell the chabani, give me 4 eggs, five pomegranates, chamisha marnim. B'vashal yaskul shem domim. Can't mention the price. Or give me for this amount of money. Give me as much as you can. Here I have ten. I have $5. Give me as much as you can. I can't. But I'm matching money. According to Mechaber, it's osur. Below schum mida, below schum minyan, and you cannot make a schum. You cannot make a calculation of a total, a reckoning. Lama harei yeshach abiyadi chemisha megayis. You know, the calf says to the merchant, you know, you already have a claim on me of 50 that I've taken from you. So give me another 50 and I'll owe you 100. So that's this of schum mida or schum minyan. Hago comes from one and says, but according to the mechaber, but domim, even without schum, it's still usur. But the Ramah says, "V'chein b'schum domim, en osel b'chein gavna sherman loy tenli b'kach b'kach domim and yid lochav yadi kach b'kach." Even when I mention money, it's only usur when I give a total. Avolav hachishori, if he doesn't give a total, even when he mentions money, He's mentioning money, not Bataris money, but Bataris a way to indicate an amount that he wants. This is Davka Gavna Osir. This is Davka Schum Mida, where you're making a total. That's a business transaction. But Abu Balav Hachi Shori, if in a case where it's not Schum Mida, I'm just mentioning I need a certain amount of something, so I'm not discussing Medida. I'm not discussing business. I'm discussing how much I need for my recipe. And that's it. Now he's saying, so what's like a pshat? The Maisi said you can't mention domim at all. The answer is in a case where the measure is not a set amount. So saying the amount of money doesn't... Clearly, you're discussing the business element because, regards to the practical element over here of how much you want to buy. You, there's no set price. You haven't indicated how much you want to buy of the item. Of whatever you do, rak shomer lo kach tzar kamen tzar shori im lo shemas glitzchum. But over here, if you're just using the amount of money to indicate the amount of items he wishes to receive, so you're not mentioning money for the sale element for it, but just push it to get as a way to clarify how much he needs. So, is mutter im lo shemas glitzchum, unless he makes a total. So that's all. That's already yosser. Vavagav. The Yesh Makrim B'Dav Rezeh Kvar Poshet HaMinik B'Medinas Elo L'Hokel B'Chesorach and his cursed. So the Minik of Markham, he says, is Tumekel.
So in Sif Aleph, when he wrote that that you give him the Kli and he can fill it up, and I'll explain later. This is the later.
Yeah, this is the later.
Okay.
You got it.
How does this work at home? Does this mean I can use a measuring cup on Shabbos? If I don't talk about measuring, I just want to take a cup of lemon juice and I can, whatever, you know?
The next question is, is a muksa?
Well, there's a muksa here, the same way. It's a klishim achtulisa, but I'm using it
without. Yeah, well, if you don't have another kli available, you can do it in a chanami, right? But once you get past the muksa issue, and economy, as long as you're not measuring, it's mutter.
Well, I mean, I am measuring, but I'm not talking about measuring. The same way here, they're measuring. It's not talking about measuring.
But the het over here was because there was a tzarek to be able to get this. The person, the marker was only willing to give it out. Only willing to give this out if he was able to have some way to really figure out how much he's giving.
Right.
So after Shabbos, they could collect. So this is a Tzarek Shabbos over here to make the item available by making some fuzziness of the lines, whether that something's a mutter. But at home, when I'm measuring in a measuring cup, I'm measuring. Zuck the Mishnah Berurah. Yud Beis, Lamed Lachin Vani, Davke Chimani Yisrael, Lehen Yehudi Lotsa Likal, Mimena Beitzim, Shemen Noldo Hayyam Muxahu, Chemin Manim, Shemen Nikh Doyam, Minam Machuber. So we have a different problem of potentially that they're Muxa, which you have to be cautious with that possibility. Okay. Fine. Shame domim. Kunja armor loy tainly ba'ad kach b'kach pshutim. I have X amount of pennies I'm going to give you. And give me the amount which corresponds to that. Kol ken shemas l'schum domim. He kar mechaber. That's also. And for sure, if he gives it, makes a total. Hanu shosi my cheshben akarlo gami mashi nischel mikvar pshita dos. So he's making a total of, listen, I took from your credit before X and Y. Now with this, that total Z. So there's an answer of schum mida. I regard she calls the toast of Ruba Taklum below shame mida. Hanash Maskel is tainly mida plainis, Mikolshkin schum mida. Hanash Osi Makeshman Akarla Mikama mida is Shalaka Minakar. Mikhabar is not discussing only schum mida, where it means sound like mida is mutter. He means mida is osir and schum mida is also osir. So you can't do schuminyan, no schuminyan, teswav. Saying, I want 10 knots is mutter. Making a chesh on how many knots that you've taken till now and how many knots you're taking right now, that's part of a business transaction. Came the Ramah, said, schum damim is also is mutter. It's only usher in a certain way. Who polygal machar, but a seer laid, stam shem damim, also the mitker. Shulchan Aruch says, once you're mentioning a price, it's us. But this Ramah, who's here later, the Ramah, our Gisak reason, says the Kamar, the Minyan, Dafka, Schum, Minyan, Azar. Minyan, the Baal Mashar, the Midker. You're allowed to mention a number, an amount, but you can't mention a total. So by the case of Domim, Kenadin, Minyan, Domim. So the Rebbe's Hashem Mechain B'Sechum Damim sounds like that he's continuing off the language of the Mechaber, and the Mechaber agrees to what he's saying. So that's not true. That the Rebbe is arguing the Mechaber, and he really should have said Yeshar Mim, but that's how he writes sometimes. So according to this sheet, only Sechum Damim is Osir. Then he says Mechain B'Sechum Mida. It's only Osir Ki Agavna, where he's making a total. We're talking about the B'Sechum Mida, Sha'osi Moi Cheshbon HaKarlo, Gamim Mida Sav Sheni Schaiv L'Mikvar, that he makes a calculation of how much volume he's taken until now. So that is when it's Osir. I was Shemida Ba'alma, the Sir Leid HaGodim, but the Midker, but to mention it, just mention the measure, for the present purpose is not making a total, but how much I want right now. So I'm using it to, not because of a business, but because practically what I need. It's not because he wants him to measure it. People don't normally measure it. So you can't say reason why he mentioned it because that was the way to clarify how much he wants, because it doesn't make anything clear. So then he means measure. Oh, measuring is also. So perhaps according to the Mechaber, mentioning measuring is also. According to the Ramah, mentioning measuring is not also. So here again, we have this idea, something which you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do. Which he... never found that interesting before. She allowed to mention Mida because as long as I'm not saying measure as a command, it's more. I'm still mentioning Midas, measurements, etc. They didn't answer that. They answered the command of to measure, and then. And obviously, to actually measure is also. Okay, Mechal Elochil Bezer, Sulla Mechal Gavni Osir Gam Bezer. That this is Schum Mida without Schum is also Osir. The Ramah said, Al Vilav Hachi is Shori. Bezer Akula Hurak Lilakeach. Shedarber Isser Bemasha Masker Shem Mida. In other words, over here we're addressing how to make his language appropriate. So the Lekeach is mentioning what he wants by saying Domim and not Schum Domim, or saying Minyan and not Schum Minyan, and saying Mida and not Schum Mida. According to Ramah, you're okay, because you're mentioning these things as a way to indicate how much you need, not because that you're discussing a desire or a command to get involved in the business transaction of measuring. So this addresses the issue of the purchaser mentioning these things. Well, you have a way that you can mention these things. How does the marcher measure it? He measures it by using the kli, being a mashu off, either more or less. Let's hold it here.